Highbridge Audio and the Mysterious Press present The Eighth Dwarf by Ross Thomas. Read by Johnny Heller. Chapter 1. During the war, Minor Jackson had served with the Office of Strategic Services, in Europe mostly. Although some 4 months before the fighting there was done, they'd flown him out to Burma. He hadn't liked Burma much, or its jungles, or what he'd had to do in them. But now that the war was quite finished, as was the OSS, Jackson had almost decided to go back to Europe, because he suspected that one way or another, he might be able to make some money there. Perhaps a lot of it. Whether Jackson went back to Europe in that early autumn of 1946 would depend in large measure on what the dwarf had managed to arrange. Jackson was waiting for him now in the Green Gables cocktail lounge on La Cienega, just down from Santa Monica Boulevard, and as usual, the dwarf was late. Jackson, at 32, in fact almost 33, had taught himself how to wait during the war, which he had been mildly surprised to learn was almost 90% waiting. And even though the dwarf was nearly 45 minutes late, Jackson sat patiently without fidgeting, not quite slouched down into the deep chair at the low table. He had sipped his beer slowly to make it last, and it still was not quite half gone. For entertainment, there had been the bitter argument at the next table to listen to. The argument had been going on in furious whispers for nearly as long as Jackson had been waiting. It was between a young couple, and at first it had been about money, or rather the lack of it, and the woman's careless handling.